crazy bitch. We got it. The only thing is, okay, we could do that with that on top, so we could see if she calls, but we could also see if it turns into awful gray stuff. Yeah. Actually, wait, view, compact view. That's better, right?
Yeah.
And then view dial pad. Okay, that works. I think we'll see if someone's calling. Or assume, right?
Well, are you going to keep your headphones there? You'll probably hear it.
Can you?
If it rings.
Oh, okay. Hello!
You start every show like that.
Not that big.
Well, not that big. That's big.
Yeah. That's what, as I started to intake, I realized I do start every show like that. So wait, let's start it differently.
Okay.
Let's start it differently.
Hello! Okay. Different hello than the usual hello. We are on show 18. My name is James. I'm a truck driver from Dickaware.
I just said Dickaware, didn't I?
Where's Dickaware?
I can't show you on air. It's next to Mississippi. It's very small. It's very, very small, like the size of this. Right here.
So, is your dick aware?
What?
I don't know.
Of the fact I'm a truck driver? Yeah, I believe he's aware of it. I'm fixing my microphone. I can see myself getting too loud. I'm aware of my levels. I am leveling out craziness. So, yeah, I've been a truck driver for 17 years, and I hear that you might be buying a shitter handle that you could drive. I heard that on my CB. I was like, 10-4, buddy.
Yep, we're gonna put our turds into low gear.
I'd rather put turds into high gear. I'd like to get them over with real quick.
I guess that makes more sense.
Yeah, but
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, maybe you're going for a length competition, and that would be...
I only know how to drive automatic. I drive an automatic truck.
Sometimes I take no dose, which doesn't really correlate to the poop thing very well, but I was just gonna say explosive.
But you really wide awake when you're crapping.
Yeah. It was like an explosive diarrhea, no dose effect. I just wanted to bring in explosive diarrhea. I'm sorry. I could not figure out how to bring that into the conversation, so.
So this toilet handle we're buying, this gear shift flusher.
Actually, I heard that they got $8.71.
That's $8.71 closer to the goal. Keep your eyes on the prize.
Now
we got
two options here, and I completely lost my voice just now.
Sorry.
You sound like a girl when you lose your voice.
No, I don't.
Sorry, but I'm good now. So, we got ourselves two options. We got the one option.
Wait for a second.
That was mine different.
I was gonna ask you what your name. I don't actually know your name, sir.
My name is Bruce.
Bruce
Harley.
Why am I not surprised that your name is Bruce? I believe you used to have a toothbrush that's named Bruce. Oh, I lost my voice again. Oh, look at that. Hold on 1 second while I clear my throat. I'm James the Trucker. Ahem.
All right, that's better.
I think you might be suffering the schizophrenia.
No, I'm just...
Too much no-dos for you.
Maybe. Don't. I look like I'm clipping like a crazy mofo. That's too loud. That's too far away. I feel naked.
No, it's not. Let me do this. I don't like the angle. Let's not break the glass.
Alright, so what I was saying was, what we got a two, we still got two options. We probably have a third.
Regards to the shitter flusher.
With regards to a shitter gear shift flusher. I think we already,
have a shitter flusher. Or else I'd have a really gross toilet. Alright. But in regards
don't
to the...
Don't be so technical.
Alright, I'm sorry, I'm a trucker. We're very...
Mechanical people.
Yeah, I studied...
So what the hell are these options you keep...
Option one! We keep asking people. 25 cents in your pocket. It's ours. Give it to us. Give it to James the trucker and Bruce,
hi,
the CB radio listener. I lost my voice again.
My goodness. You know...
Wait! I got another option.
Oh.
The other option We take our $8.71, which was given to us by a lot of nice listeners, and we take that, and we go to Sky Mall Catalog right now, and we figure out what the fuck we can buy with it.
I say we hold out for a couple more weeks.
Oh.
Because I want that shitter.
Alright, we're giving you guys one more week. Whatever we wind up with, we are going to either get a shitter flusher.
Or
a higher class shitter flusher than the one we got now.
Yeah.
I don't know why we live together suddenly.
Especially if you don't know my name.
I'm a personal kind of guy. I like to be by my personal.
Alright, well.
I don't like to talk James. To my roommates.
Yeah. Why is your name James, anyway?
Because my mom...
I think a guy like you would go by Jimmy.
I'm a classy kind of trucker. I used to work as a rocket.
You drive a Lexus truck?
I drive a...
It's the Lexus Mac.
Yeah. I just put a couple extra wheels on the side. They actually don't wheel on the road, but they look like they're close to the road. So it's like optical 8-wheeler illusion. 18-wheeler. I'm into minimalism. I'm very big into those artists that do that.
So, enough about that faggy art shit.
So, when we get the amount of money we're gonna get, we're gonna put a post on our forum, which is at fluffinbrooklyn.com.
And next time we pass through town, we'll go ahead, stop by, and check in and see if we can't find anything in there.
Yeah.
Any kind of money in the honeypot.
And we're gonna... Yeah.
The money pot.
There was
the
a hell of a pot. Lot of metaphors in that sentence. I just got lost after two.
Well, you better be careful, because I believe there's a mama bear right up there around the turnpike between Route 61 and Interstate 45.
I know I'm in a Lexus, but we can still run over that shit.
Mama bear is road jogging. It's CB jogging for a lady highway patrol officer. What kind of trucker are you? One that don't use your CB, I take it.
I knew that people...
I reckon...
Wait, I know you.
I like them taters.
I like tater tots. Yeah, I'm a new age trucker. I don't believe in sticking to the stereotypes.
You got a cell phone?
Yes. But that has nothing to do with my philosophies. I believe that truckers don't need to fit into this
philosophies one, philosophies two.
I believe you're mocking me, but I'm trying to tell you my theory on the world of truckery.
Alright, the truckery.
Alright, on truckery. I believe the truckers are in a box, and the box has got four walls, and then a box top, and then a box bottom. So
basically you're saying they're in a cube.
I'm saying it's an enclosed box, so...
With six sides, including the top and the bottom.
And it's got some overlapping flaps, which make it harder to open in those spots, because that's the way you close it. You flip the flaps down, and you put the packing tape around it.
Uh-huh. I'm following you. I'm just waiting for you to make some sense.
And I'm in a box that is filled with styrofoam, the kind you could put in your mouth, and it dissolves.
Oh.
And that's what I'm saying about truckery.
I think you've had too much no-dos is what I think. That's all I say. I reckon it's golly.
I'm just saying we gotta get away from this trucker stereotype and start eating the styrofoam. Eat the styrofoam and we shall overcome.
That's right. I guess you got a good point there. I believe that stuff's made out of something like akin to cornstarch or something. Yeah,
it's good shit.
I reckon it.
It's good. You keep awake for like 27 hours after you have one piece of that shit.
If you eat that, I mean, you got a truck full of boxes that all have those kinds of packing peanuts in them.
I usually carry bodies, but yes.
But the packing peanuts are in there as well, is what I'm saying. And so if you just eat the packing peanuts, then I reckon you never have to stop.
That's true. Because you don't actually digest them.
You just keep on...
They just kind of... They just pack in, yeah. They pack in spots. They crevice. And you don't have to shit. So this whole thing we're trying to get, I really don't need, because I don't eat actual solid foods anymore.
Well, you still gotta pee.
Well, how many wheels does your truck have?
68.
Okay, well, you are doing what I would like you to do then. In that case, I was going to say you're fitting in the styrofoam box without eating the styrofoam, but you're actually out of the box and munching on that crap. So good for you.
Well, thank you. Brother Trevor.
So, I think we should hand the show over to, these ladies here.
Yep, I reckon.
I don't know where we live and why we have ladies.
But I might imagine that, they probably like us to leave their apartment. Thank you, ladies, kindly, for letting us use your facilities this evening.
Did you eat all the tri-flavor popcorn?
Oh, is that what that was? I thought those were packing peanuts. Yeah. There's an orange packing peanuts.
Is that what I was eating?
Brown packing peanuts.
That would explain this.
Yeah, guys, thanks. You know, somebody sent us that special because we wrote a song.
A song? Oh, you weren't joking. Oh.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. You guys need to go. Not even Colleen burps that gross.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
That's
so,
pretty funky.
You gonna leave, James?
Yeah, well,
I'm walking away.
That didn't make a good noise. Wait. That was the slam of the door. There we go.
That's even a worse slam. Okay, stop doing that. I'm gonna hate you when I have to edit this.
So, hello!
Okay, that was on purpose.
We just spent like 20 minutes trying to avoid that tomorrow.
It's show 18, and in honor of show 18, we're starting up the show stupidly. Yay! I need
our
a hat!
Old enough to vote, and so, oh yeah, hats.
Our
so,
show!
In honor of that, it's also old enough to have children join the army, smoke cigarettes.
And in the 70s, if our show was a 70s child, our show could be drunk right now, but our show is not.
Yeah, it's not that old. It's
yeah,
not
I'm
21.
Sorry. I'm sorry, show.
A few more weeks.
A few more, and we're totally getting trashed with you, show. Woo! You're gonna be so drunk!
But you will be trashed, too.
Yeah.
You know what's fantastic about tri-flavored popcorn?
Lots of things, yes.
I know one of the things you observed about tri-flavored popcorn, one of its fantastic qualities is that you can enjoy it again after you've eaten it by licking your fingers.
Oh, completely.
There's another level to that entirely as well.
How's that?
You enjoy it yet again when you pick the kernels out of your teeth. Now, that's true for any popcorn, but tri-flavored popcorn is especially special because as you pick the pieces out, you can say, that was a piece of the caramel. That was a piece of the cheese.
I don't really seem to have a problem with anything but the caramel getting stuck in my teeth. Oh. I went to the dentist today.
I heard.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it. Okay, so this is...
I hope not.
I'm got this fear of doctors, you know, because I'm crazy. I didn't know how else to put it.
That looks even funnier than that hat.
I'm wearing a politically incorrect hat, which we will not explain on the show.
Okay. And it goes really well with your Freddy Krueger shirt there, too.
Don't I look like Freddy Krueger today? As soon as I put on, like, the brown corduroys and the shirt, I was like, I am totally gonna kill someone. Maybe that should be our promo picture. I'll be like, wee, wee.
I think that's a good idea.
But, so I go to the dentist, and I finally... There's a whole long story, if you read the LLA, about me, going to the dentist for the first time in 6 years because one of my teeth just fell out of my mouth one day and I was like, oh shit, that's weird. And I wasn't eating food when it happened. I was just sitting there and it just fell out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a sign your teeth aren't too good. And I went to the doctor and I had 17 cavities. And when I was little, I thought I never had a cavity, but it wound up I had a really bad dentist. So I finally got used to this one dentist. I had to go there like every single 2 weeks for 6 months straight to get all these 17 cavities pulled. And I had like a whole bunch taken out and a root canal and stuff. And so I finally got comfortable with her, and I got there today.
$37,000 later.
Yeah. It was actually a $3,000 copayment for all that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Just be glad you had insurance.
Yeah, but if without the cope, I mean, it was crazy. That's a copayment. That's insane. All right, we can cut this whole sighing part out. But, so I get there today, and it's a new doctor, and of course I'm like freaked out. I'm like, new doctor's touching my mouth. And then she gets the x-rays, and she was not very nice. Like, the other one would be like, oh, it looks like you kind of have a cavity. You better floss. She was like, you don't floss. Like, looking at me. And then she looks, and she goes, you have 4 cavities. And she's like, I'm like, oh my god, that's crazy. I can't believe I have 4. You know, I've really been trying to take care of my teeth. And she looks at it again and goes, wait, that one's filled. And I was just like, no. And then she's staring really closely at me like, I thought we were supposed to work on this tooth. Was this tooth worked on? And I'm like, you're looking at my x-rays and you can't tell the difference between tooth and silver metal? And I'm like, I'm a little uncomfortable with you as a dentist right now. So, I have 3 or 4 cavities.
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a woman. Mm. Yes.
And you said also, he at one point.
Maybe confused. I was just thinking that because she was evil.
It's only funny if you can see my arms.
And even then, it's really
not. No, it's not. It's like little T-Rex arms. I was thinking about that the other day, and I was like, T-Rex is so funny looking.
Yeah.
Can you imagine somebody be like, I'm going to kill you?
Well, his arms really weren't the part that people were afraid of.
Gonna get you.
The mouth. Giant teeth.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Big, giant tail.
Yeah.
Big feet.
T is for little terrible. Bunny arms. Little bunny arms.
I think I laughed one time because I heard Hal Sparks say that the reason that T-Rexes were so pissed off all the time is because they couldn't masturbate.
Aww. They probably couldn't. That was funny. That's sad. I don't want to...
his name, Hal Sparks?
Hal Sparks, yes. Okay.
Suddenly I was like, that doesn't sound right.
Hal Sparks is one of the few celebrities I've ever had a crush on.
Oh.
He's a nice man.
Yeah.
He's funny.
He makes me giggle. With my giggly bits. You know what I realized today is that we never did post those pictures of the things we actually want people to send us money for.
No, we posted pictures of the gear shift and the tree thing.
When? Where?
I will show you.
On Buzznet?
No. On Fluff Radio.
Can I just look at what? How do I know this?
.com Fluff Radio. I think it's... Annie, would you like to introduce it? Well, let's do this first and then I'll... Ta-da! Downshifting toilet.
Oh. Woo! Ah!
Mr. Treehead!
Funny.
And... Ta-da!
Ah, that's nice. Power shitter. Power shift.
Power shift. I don't even know if that'll fit on my toilet. We'll make it fit.
Yeah, we can do something.
Yeah. So I want to introduce our musical guest tonight. His name is Langhorne Did I do it?
Like three times in a row. You're like, warp, smack, so smack. Our guest, okay, do it again.
Our guest is Langhorne Slim. Alright, so our musical guest tonight, now she's laughing.
But you're being funny.
Oh yeah, oh wait, I'm supposed to do that.
The whole idea.
Alright. Our guest tonight, oh, I should put this, sorry. Don't cry.
One of these days, well, actually.
Okay. Our guest tonight is Langhorne Slim.
Yes. I know I'm concerned because we're still not seeing Audacity.
Oh, sorry.
So I was distracted.
Your name's Joker. I came back. I heard you had some kind of cool ditty. About to be played on your airs.
Yeah, we do, actually. A musical guest tonight is a guy named Langhorne Slim.
Oh, then I've not heard of him.
Oh, he's quite fantastic.
No! Oh, wait. No, I still haven't heard of him.
Not James Taylor.
Oh, Neil Diamond?
Not him, not Willie Nelson.
No.
Langhorne Slim. And this?
It's called Loretta Lee Jones.
That's right.
And just so you all know, Langhorne is a very young musician.
Really? Because
he sounds like he's from, like, another era. Like, everyone that listens to him
Yeah, this isn't, like, old. I mean, he's, like, a contemporary guy, but he's not, like, very young.
He's in his 30s.
I'm 24.
Well, Miss 10-year-old, we can't all be that frisky and young and frisky and frisky.
Shut up, Freddy.
I'm gonna murder you with my claw!
With your tassel.
Actually, should we play our song now? Our
that's a good idea.
UPS It Person song?
I think this would be a lovely time for that.
So the other day we tried to make a song and it wasn't very successful.
Yeah, it's kind of a crappy song. But we're gonna play it because we think it has its moments.
It definitely has its
moments. You just have to kind of like wait out the less momentous parts.
And then wait for the momentous parts.
And then when the momentous parts come...
Then laugh.
Clap your hands and laugh and contact us and tell
and
us how much you love us.
Send us waffles.
Or...
25 cents, because we need to buy our power shifter.
Time bombs.
Or 25 cents.
Yeah. Orders work well.
Yeah, if we have extra money, we can buy time bombs.
That's true.
With... What the hell would a time bomb be? Is that what you were saying?
That's what I said.
Like a bomb that you put a timer on and it blows up?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking like a time machine. Oh, that makes a lot less sense.
What are you... I don't understand. What are you talking about?
You said time bombs, and for some reason I didn't think a bomb that's timed. I thought it was like a time machine that you had to stand by and it would explode and bring you back to another time. That's different. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm glad you just created that out of thin air right now.
Oh, Lord, Lee Jones, I want to take you home.
So anyway, so this is our song, and we hope you enjoy it.
And I feel bad because I need to do a disclaimer right now. My UPS man is named Luis. He is the nicest man in the world. Married
like he's ever going to listen to the show.
No, but I'm saying, I meant to say DHL man.
Well, you know what? UPS man sounds much better.
It does. When
better
you say,
anyway.
My DHL man. Oh, I can't even do it. My DHL.
What?
DHL, that's what it's called, right?
Yes.
It sounds really bad out loud.
Yeah, it's not a very good acronym. I don't even know what it stands for.
Destination Safely Lands.
Uh-huh.
Don't screw lethargy!
that's a DSL.
Wait, what is a DLS?
DHL.
Did I do that twice?
You said DSL, then you're like, what is it, DLS?
Destination.
No, it's DHL. Oh my god.
Wow.
We're having quite a time tonight.
Or at least I am.
It's a good thing we have some source material for this evening.
So I'm fine tonight. What about you?
Okay. Well, how long was the UPS events on?
Like 4 minutes.
4 minutes? Okay, so then it's like time to play. You want to go a little longer, or do you want to play the other song?
We could go... I mean, we don't have to tape all that much. I mean, the less we tape, the less it'll be to edit and things.
I know, but let's... Okay, so then let's do the other Langhorne song now, then.
Okay. And I guess it'll feel pretty far away, because we have a ton of...
Stuff. Because we have all that four-minute song in the middle.
Okay. Well, ow.
Colleen is being really spazzy tonight, and she just hurt herself.
I'm not being spazzy.
You're being totally spazzy.
I'm being very spazzy. I have nights where I'm more spazzy than usual.
Yeah.
Kind of like normal people, I guess. Yeah. But their version of spazzy is not quite my level of spazzy.
Yeah. You're your own troposphere of spasticity.
I always felt like a troposphere. You know, some days I wake up.
I always feel like a stratosphere. Not so much a troposphere. This is not funny. Okay.
Annie's in a critical of herself mood.
I guess I
Annie,
am.
Do we need to talk about things? Are you feeling down on yourself?
If only.
Whoa, wait, what? Gong. Boo. Personal joke, boo. Should we play part of that, do you think, at all? Any of me and Eric just having a random conversation?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I like listening to it, but it's not really, like... I don't know if there's anything, like, that warrants being like, okay, let's stop the whole show and play this.
That's true. Point. That is true. If you could hear that actual geek thing, that would have been cool, but... Yeah. You can't.
Especially because then everybody would hear you say Mario.
Do I say Mario? Oh, God! Should we just have that one part just so you could be like, look!
It's on record. You totally say Mario.
I do say Mario. All right, well, we're going to play our second song by Langhorne Slim.
Mm-hmm.
And Langhorne, you can go to his website, which is just www.langhorneslim.com.
And that's LANGHORNESLIM.COM.
And he's got a new CD out, which these songs are both from, which is really fantastico.
It's available on iTunes for download. And this is not his only CD. It looked like he had, like, three albums. I don't know if they're all, like, full-length albums. But it
well,
like
he's got a really
things.
Great EP that I got.
Yeah, okay.
So and he actually does a lot of comedy shows in the city.
Mm-hmm.
He's really into the comedy circuit. So, like, he'll go and there'll be lots of stand-up acts, and then he'll get up there and do one single song. And usually it's just him with his guitar and just this amazing voice.
Mm-hmm.
Just really amazing. And he's always got fantastic outfits on. Like, he had a sweater on at one show where it was, like, I think it was, like, brown and teal, like, a sweater vest with a couple buttons at the bottom, and it had this giant llama on one side. I was like, oh!
I'm sure that was your favorite sweater of all time.
Yeah, and of course he had a shirt underneath that didn't match, and, like, corduroys that didn't match. They were, yeah. I think they were blue corduroys. Really great. He's awesome.
Alright.
I love him.
So and song.
This is called Mary.
Yay, Mary.
Woo, Mary. And actually, I'll find out before we do this, but, and actually we are going to, we have a roving correspondent, Marianne Ways, who is going to start to do some interviews with the musicians, and hopefully she will not talk like this. I gave her some interview questions, and if you could think of anything, imagine the worst interview questions in the world, and that's pretty much what I gave her to say, hey, why don't you say this stuff to him, while I'm, like, safely in another burrow so they don't realize I'm the idiot. So Marianne, who is a good friend with a lot of people, she goes to a lot of Langhorne shows, and she said she's going to get an interview with him for us, which will be our first. And we are going to try to do that more often.
If possible, indeed.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that we can do that is through this fantastic little...
gizmo.
Do we want to talk about it?
We could.
I thought you didn't want to give the number out.
We don't want to give the number out, do we?
So then we don't really want to do it.
We could have people leave us voice messages. Do you want to have that or no?
I don't care.
I don't really feel like playing people's bad voice messages on air.
Okay.
Just
kidding. We don't have any way to contact us. Forget about it.
Well, we're going to have we are going to have a couple more correspondents. So the Fluff family is going to grow, and a lot of the people from the house band are going to be, thanks to technology, we are going to be able to have people from other computers talk with us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something exciting to look forward to in the future of the...
Fluff Radio Review!
Love! Oh, you should add like a wobbly effect there.
That'd be cool. Okay. Wobble?
Yeah.
Wobble.
I wish I had fatter cheeks. That would have made a better sound.
So, I have some news for everybody.
What's your news?
The accounting department smells kind of funny.
Yeah, it does. And it's not me. And
it's not Colleen.
Because I don't have a shitter. Handle. What were you calling it? A down shitter.
Oh,
I
yeah.
did not have a down shitter. I have a down shitter. Wait, I could.
Power shitter.
Power shitter. I don't know. Either way, I could flush my toilet.
There are so many ways to make a pun from shit and shift.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
So I was in the shower this morning. It was right before I turned on the water, and I heard something in the wall, which is not good when you live in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, quickly put
especially
back
when
on
you live next door to a fucking
yeah did
Captain
I ever,
Kangaroo.
I don't think I ever told the snake story on air.
Oh no, I don't think you did either.
So, but I'll tell this story first. Well, actually, I'll tell the shit.
Oh my god, just pick one.
Okay. Well, the snake. That wasn't me, was it?
It was your little tassel.
Was it?
I don't know, what happened?
Oh, it was my tassel. It made a bump sign, and I was like, oh. Okay, sorry. We can cut all of this. Cut. So, it was right after Christmas, and I was cleaning up, and I went into the living room, and I saw a ribbon on the floor, and I was like, oh, that's weird. I don't remember leaving a ribbon there. And suddenly, the ribbon moved.
It came to life.
And
because
then,
you summoned the devil.
Because it was my son, and I wished it alive. And the Jiminy Cricket said, okay! So...
Cricket has no power over that.
He doesn't. What was his purpose in that movie?
Well, he was a mentor. He was a conscience.
Who makes suits for crickets? That was freaky.
Very tiny tailors.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Teeny tiny tailors make
teeny
suits
tiny
for
tailors.
Crickets.
That sounds like a poem.
So, Colleen found a snake in her apartment.
Yeah, it was a snake, and it was maybe this long. Can you all see? Okay, look. Got it? Okay. It's fairly long.
Mm-hmm.
I would
call it fairly short, but...
When it's on your floor and you're wearing nothing on your feet, I think it's fairly long.
Okay.
But basically, instead of freaking out in the normal girl, stereo things, I laughed hysterically because that's just my reaction to most things, mm-hmm. and could not stop laughing enough to catch the snake for about a minute or two. Finally calmed myself down, and I just took a box and I waited until it kind of had started to move so it curled up more so it would actually fit under the box, and I put the box over the snake.
Mm-hmm.
And then the box started moving. And the snake was like powerful enough to start moving, like basically sliding this box along my floor, and I could not stop laughing again. So I just watched it move around the floor for a while.
Can you put something heavy on the box?
I took my manger, which is a solid ceramic manger. and smacked it on the top.
Holidays,
and then I got a good laugh that, you know, Christ was holding him back. And a friend of mine said to me afterwards, you know, it would have been so great if you had a thing of St. Patrick you could just put on top.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
But, that was my snake story, and my neighbor came by in his pajamas and grumbled a bit and took the snake back.
Because if you all remember, like, 10 episodes ago, mm-hmm. I had a similar story where my roommate, and yes. I just live upstairs, my roommate found a snake in her room, and this guy who lives next door, actually next door to Colleen, because he lives in the basement next door, he, like, takes in, like, homeless animals and, like, you know, finds homes for them. And I don't have a problem with that. I just have a problem with finding snakes in my apartment.
Yes.
And, so, also, like, a couple days after Colleen found the snake in her apartment, I went out to go to work, and, like, two houses down, there was, like, 8 green, like, parrot-type birds in the tree, and that was very bizarre and disturbing. I was a little Alice in Wonderland-y for me. And, so...
I'm convinced they were there, and I just didn't notice, because I'm oblivious.
It's totally possible, because I was, like, I almost walked by them, and I just saw, like, something green under my peripheral vision, and I, like, stopped and looked, but I totally almost went right past them. Anyway, and so, considering that you've, heard something in your wall, and it's the wall that's, like, against this guy's house, too.
Yeah.
Considering that you heard something in your wall, that you, like, sprayed, like... Poison, and now it smells weird.
There was
it's totally like a snake or like a rabbit or a fox or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I found a hole in my wall finally, and I'm pretty sure that's where anything has been coming in. So yeah, I did throw a lot of poison in there, and my apartment smells weird now. It smells a bit like nursing home.
Or dead animal.
Same
thing. Yeah.
Pretty much.
And, and when you came home, there was, like, 3 dead roaches there where the...
By the hole.
By the hole.
So they were, like, no, escaping. Poison, jump, crash. You know, it was pretty gross. So,
like
I'm gonna get me another exterminator. I'm going to see if he handles rabbits, crocodiles, ferrets, orangutans.
Next door neighbors.
Sloths. What if it was a sloth in the wall?
I'd feel bad. It didn't even have a chance. Couldn't even get away. It's like,
I've only poison. Got 3 toes. Poison. Yeah, sloths are actually really fun. Did you know the sloths only go to the bathroom once a week?
Wow.
They stay in the trees and they don't move, and they only come down from the tree to do their business, to downshift, and then they go back in the tree. And I was determined, I like to do stupid bets, and after
we know.
I found this out, I decided me and my friend we were going to see who could go the longest without peeing. Stupid bet.
And you lasted like an hour and a half?
No, I lasted 8.5 hours.
That it?
And not too long, but, like, I didn't feel so good.
Oh.
The longest I've ever gone without peeing is 13 hours. Oh. And that was when I flew to Hawaii, because I had a fear of, at that point in time, I had an incredibly bad fear of going to the bathroom on planes.
Yeah.
Because I was so terrified of the flush, and God forbid it flushes when you're still sitting on it. That flush is, like, that's got to be one of the most powerful things in the world. Like, that flush is more powerful than, like...
King Kong.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
If Steven Seagal and an airplane flush were in an arm wrestling match.
I flew from LA to France and I didn't go to the bathroom the whole time. Not because I'm afraid of the flush, but just because it's like 16 hours or so.
Oh my gosh.
And, I know.
Have you been drinking a lot of water tonight?
Me?
No. Yeah. No. Then we're not going to have a contest. We'll have a contest someday.
When I've been drinking a lot of water?
Yes.
I'll win, trust me.
You probably will. I just go to the bathroom because I'm bored.
Yeah,
just like, no. I'm going to take a walk.
I put it off as long as possible. Like, I'll be sitting at work, and I'll be, like, practically jumping up and down, like, I have to pee. And, like, I'll be like, all right, I'll stop working and go pee. I pee, like, 3 times a day.
That's it? I go, like, once an hour. Just
maybe, like, 5 at most.
I'll go in the bathroom and just, like, hang
this
out.
This is mighty personal.
Yeah. Front to back. Word.
What?
I said front to back. The way you're supposed to wipe.
I was afraid that that's what you're alluding to.
We can take that out.
I don't even want to have to listen to that again. I don't want that image to go into through my brain again.
Back to front.
That's not what you said before.
I know. I changed it up to reverse the...
Trying to mess everybody up?
No, to take it out of your head. I removed it by reversing
Well, now
it.
I'm not going to know which way to wipe anymore.
I'm going to wipe my
Next
ears.
Time I go to the bathroom, I'm going to lift up on the toilet flusher.
Some of them you have to. That's interesting. I do not know what's going on there. So, do you want to keep going?
Did I have other things I want to talk? I feel like I had other things I want to talk about.
I was just going to do the... My thing for this show was to do the Sky Mall thing, because I thought we were going to choose things under $8. Because there are some things, there's not much. But if we had, like, $12, we'd have, like, 40 options. We want to, like,
encourage people.
Yeah.
To spend the money so we can get the flusher. That's the ideal.
Yeah.
So I don't want them to be like, well, fuck the flusher. I want to get that $12 thing, so I'm not going to give them any money.
Yes. That's true. And it also would be nice to get the shipping cost.
Technicality. Anything funny happen over the weekend or during the week that I can think of? I don't remember. I should write things down again.
You were gonna have a...
I've been really bad about writing things down.
Well, that's okay. We are fairly good with improvising now, so... I mean, I think the trucker thing was entertaining.
Yeah, but... I like the trucker thing.
And I think the story about critters was good, and... story about... What else did I tell? I told another story.
I don't know. You told... I feel like I'm just not talkative tonight. You know what? I got up at 4:30 this morning.
Why?
I'm just, like, tired. I had work I had to do. Drawing stuff. Designing Mother's Day cards.
Everyone here who has a mother should buy a card from Annie.
From Annie, yeah.
Yes. Good actually, idea. You should design stationery for our website. We're starting up a new store.
You don't have an appropriate printer. I guess you got a pretty big printer. I don't know if it's a good printer, but it's big.
Oh, no, screen printing.
I guess you could do that on cards, huh?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I've totally seen it done before. You're right. Duh. Okay.
I'm going to do a whole thing, and anything that anybody else makes, they get the money for that. Yay! I just like the idea of having a store that's, like, really, like, a lot of weird, cool handmade things.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want to put any pictures up or any things like that, maybe I'll even have the junk drawer, which will be things, like, eBay style, like, this is,
shit.
Like, a pincushion with Chinese children on it.
They should do, like, grab bags and be like, okay, you can get the pincushion with a chapstick and half a bottle of Gatorade, or you could get a cheese grater, a sumo man, and a wall clock.
Or we could have, like, the mystery crap bag, and we could give, like, just a smattering of things you could wind up in it, and every time someone does it, you just make a little baggie of, like, some crap from my apartment.
And you got some crap to spare.
Well, it's because, is my mom listening?
I don't know, you tell me.
My mom likes to give me crap.
Yeah.
And I feel too guilty to, like...
In more ways than one.
Give it away. Yeah. So let's see what's in my stocking still. From Christmas. Let's see, because I have it by my desk because I thought there might be candy.
Even though you've not eaten these mints yet.
Yeah, I had some last night. There's buttons of pirates.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, that's another exciting thing. We have buttons coming soon.
Oh, good. That reminds me. We should send buttons back to Michael.
We should. I have a Playground Ghost one, and I'm going to make a new one, and I was wondering, should we do a radio show one?
I really want to do a radio show one.
Okay, what do you want to do on it? I was going to do that, and maybe a Professor Fuzzywig
one. Let's discuss it after we're done recording.
Okay.
So we have to cut back
I think
out.
We already talked about this.
Yeah, that's funny. So that was unpleasant.
My stocking this year was disappointing in some ways, but amazingly entertaining. It didn't have much candy, which is, I think, the purpose of stockings.
Yeah.
With four cavities, I probably shouldn't be saying that. Maybe this is the hint.
I always get one of those orange, chocolate orange things in my stocking.
Oh, smash the orange, yeah. Have you ever had ones that wouldn't smash and break?
No.
It's so
I'm strong.
Depressing. I'm very... Remember, I am 8th grade Miss O'Shea's biology class co-ed arm wrestling champion.
Well, but you can't break a chocolate orange. I mean, come on, it's a little bit weak, I think, Colleen.
They got one time that I couldn't break it. The one time, Annie, was when it...
Yo, Venable.
It had melted. The seal had been made from the melting and the re-solidifying.
So you just gotta throw it harder. It'll break. It might not break into perfect little wedges.
It wasn't wedges. It was a chunk. It was solid orange.
Especially if you got it in a stocking, because then you could just swing the whole stocking, like, roller quarter style.
Do you have a... When you're walking home, do you ever, like, imagine what you're going to do if someone jumps out?
Every day.
Okay, me too. So what is your scenario? What happens in your jumping out thing?
Well, they jump out, right?
Okay. Rah! Give me your money! Tyrannosaurus Rex hands.
And it's a big hairy man from Venezuela.
Give me your money.
Wait,
fuck. was that a good accent for Venezuela?
Yeah, sure.
Good enough, I'm hairy. Got chesticles.
Apparently. And, but he's not a tough guy. He's like the big,
just,
hairy.
I just want money. I'm
sassy,
not...
effeminate man.
Hey you there. Would you like to give me money?
And he's actually a horse thief.
I got a horse in the back. 10 bucks.
Want to go for a ride?
Wow, that was just like straight out of contact.
Was it really? I never got contact. Sorry.
There's this weird, like, multi-millionaire, like, scientist guy who, like, lives on Mir because he has, like, he has cancer and, like, living in space makes him live longer. And so he, like, invites, like, the Jodie Foster character up. But he, like, somebody said, he says, he's, like, this really creepy old dude. He's like, you want to go for a ride?
No, thank you.
Anyway, no, but honestly, it's usually, like, you know, somebody, well, it didn't happen, well, I'm not going to go into that. But,
that's the greatest story, though.
I'm afraid someday my mother will find this thing, and
she doesn't
to
know
it
about the Annie
monkey. I don't want her to know, because she'd just freak out about it. Anyway, but now that we've already brought it up, maybe I should just tell the story. I not told the story before?
No, it's really funny, too.
It's a great story. So, alright.
Yay!
So one time, I was coming home, and it wasn't even all that late. And it was after dark, but it was like 8 o'clock or something, right? Not like way late. And I was coming out of the train station, and I was coming up the hill, and there was, like, these two guys coming the other way. And I had my headphones on, and so I couldn't really, like, I could see that they were, like, trying to say something to me, but I, like, couldn't hear. So I, like, took off my headphones. You know, I just thought they were asking for, like, directions or whatever. I was, like, took off my headphones. I'm like, what? They're like, give us your money. And I said, fuck you. Because
that's her reaction when someone threatens her.
Because they were, like, 12 years old. They were, like, these two boys. And they were, like, you know, came up to, like, my nipples. They were, like, not big.
Make a tweak.
One of them, I mean, their only weapon was, like, one of them had, like, one of those, like, collapsible metal baton things.
Like,
you know?
That you used to point out, like, and this is the nucleus in the cell.
It's a little bit bigger than that, but
he
not by
much.
He was
a student teacher going on a rampage.
And so they continued to threaten me and, like, hold the baton menacingly. And so they were like, you know, you got a cell phone? And I was like, no. And they said, well, you know, give us your money. And I was like, no, go fuck yourself. And they said, you know, what's in your pocket? Because I hear some, wait, what did they say? I think they asked me, oh, I know. Like, they could see that in my right pant pocket, there was something in my pocket.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, you want my chapstick?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I had some change in my pocket that they heard when I, like, pulled out my chapstick. I'm such a, like, smart ass. Oh, you want my chapstick? And they're like, I heard some change. And so then I was like, all right, this is fucking retarded. So I was like, okay, you want my pocket change? Here, go buy some candy. And I gave them, like, 80 cents, and they went away. And they called me a bitch, and I said, fuck you. And that was the end. And to this day, I regret one thing. We were standing right on top of those, like, grates by the subway. I really wish I threw my change into the fucking grate, and I didn't, but, well, I didn't think to do it at the time.
So that's, and he got mugged for a chapstick?
Well, they didn't take the chapstick.
Oh, they didn't take the chapstick?
No.
Fuck, if I was a mugger, I'd totally take that shit. I'd be like, ah, it's windy out. Give it to me. I'll be out here mugging all night.
And if the mugging doesn't work out,
we can make out.
I'll be well chapped.
Yeah, because there's nothing like having a chapped mugger.
Yeah.
If I have a mugging, I want them to be well moisturized in the lip area.
But seriously, if I were to be attacked, I'm not really that concerned about it because I have my trusty little old can of pepper spray that I have with me at all times.
Oh.
Often I usually keep it in my bag, but, like, when I come out of the train late at night, I'll, like, take it out of my bag and put it in my coat pocket.
Yeah.
So I got it, like, on my hand, like, ready to go, you know. So
I always have I actually call them my Freddy keys. I put a key between each finger in my pocket, and I always think I'm going to be like, Wolverine!
I mean, that's like a cute thing to do. I don't really know how effective
it
is.
Considering the fact that if I get scared, I spit things out and throw things that are in my hands, I think it would just be a mess. I'd just be like, I'd spit on them and throw my keys the other
keys
direction.
And,
yeah, so I couldn't get
not
in my
apartment. Not be able to get home.
But I have, you know, this whole, like, my mom and my sister always talk about how they are very scared if anyone tries to mug me. Not for my safety, but for the mugger's safety, because I don't get angry very often, and a couple times I have gotten angry in my life, supposedly it's kind of terrifying.
Throw screwdrivers and things.
I wasn't that angry that time. I did throw a screwdriver at my ex-boyfriend, made a hole in the wall. But it wasn't, no, that was upset, but when I'm really angry, it's, like, kind of scary. I guess that was pretty angry.
I wasn't there, I don't know, you tell me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Alright, so, yeah. So yeah. You would be, you have enough faith in your own psychoticness.
That's the big joke, that, like, if someone attacked me, I would just freak out, like, of, like, 26 years of pent-up repression. Anger. Yeah. Because my sister's been, like, the one that it's been unleashed on a few times, and she's like, and this scar's from the first time Colleen got angry, and this scar's from the... I'm like, yeah, But,
ask for it, you get it.
Yeah, exactly. But I always, I have this whole thing that I'll run to the door, and I'll close the one door and bolt that door, and then get the keys in the other door in the meantime, and then karate chop them somewhere in there, I'm not sure where. Probably before I close the doors. But, in the middle there. Yeah!
Yeah, I mean, part of the other thing, like, my other strategy is to just weird the mugger out.
Hmm.
And to either be, like, start talking like crazy gibberish dog, like,
and I don't want your money, thank you, have a good night.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to leave.
Try to scare away the mugger somehow, like,
chapstick though before.
Or just be like, what? Are you fucking kidding me? Do you know what kind of day I've had? This is the last thing I did.
So that's what I would turn into without trying to. I would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I would do it on purpose, it wouldn't be genuine.
I would just pee my pants too. Like, yeah. Just to be like, no, I would throw up on them.
That would work.
I need to work on my projectile vomiting.
Yeah, Karen Carpenter School of
Projectiles. Karen Carpenter School of Defense. That's awful.
Defense against the dark
Hello,
arts.
Going to hell. That's a lot. T-Rex arms. I want to make that into a dance. Like, so I'll be on the dance floor and everybody's dancing normal. I'll be like, T-Rex arms, T-Rex arms. And to describe T-Rex arms, you basically hold your arms against your boobs. If you don't have boobs, pretend you gained weight.
Everybody has nipples.
Okay, hold your arms against your nipples. Just wrists against the nipples. Hands down, kind of flaccid. And then just kind of, like, flail your hands up without moving anything else really fast. Maybe make some claws.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of it. You have to put, like, two fingers up there, like, because they only have, like, two toes.
Oh, that's true. So this is the new dance.
You're stick your hand, stick your ass out.
Stick your ass out.
And, like, stomp big with your legs.
And open your mouth really wide. Is that the noise Tyrannosaurus makes?
No, that's the noise a Wookiee makes.
Yeah, but even so, this is going to be, you're going to see people on the dance floor being like, oh yeah, bitch.
Digesting a brontosaurus.
Well, I think that's about all the time we have for tonight.
I think it is too. So I'd like to thank Langhorne Slim for being our special super guest tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
And I would like to thank our trucker friends who were encouraging you to go to fluffinbrooklyn.com to donate 25 cents. 25 cents could feed a small child, but we want to buy something in SkyMall, so we're going to use it for that.
Yeah.
So
a different quarter will feed that child.
Yeah.
They'll eat.
You've probably got two quarters, right? So send the other quarter to the kids, send one to us, we will buy a down shitter,
And just to be clear, people, I can afford to, like, whatever, $20 down shitter.
$29.95.
$30.
Plus shipping.
I can afford to buy that. The idea here is to see if we can get you to buy it. Because if everybody collectively comes together, then it's more entertaining.
This is practice for world peace.
Yeah.
If we can do this, why can't we stop war?
It's kind of like Band-Aid, except for it's shitter flusher aid.
Shitter aid.
Gatorade, but grosser.
Twister. I wish I got that poured on the end of me.
That's going to be one of our quotes.
Shitter aid. Again, you just have from this Monday to next Monday, the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time, we will... Wait.
I think it might be the 19th.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, actually, it's the 22nd.
Next Monday.
Yeah. But not next radio show, because we're taping between then, because I'm going on vacation. Crap, how is this going to work? We'll figure it out.
So the 20th or whatever. So the next Monday that's really close to the 20th.
Yeah, the one
whatever Monday is
there.
Closest to the 20th.
22nd.
We don't actually have a calendar here.
We don't. I have a calendar from December, which is still up. I need to get
useful.
A calendar. Maybe we can get enough money for SkyMall and a calendar.
Okay.
So I would like to thank you all for coming to your headphones.
coming to work and downloading our show.
Yes.
And we hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you all again real soon.
This is Colleen A. Fenable saying, I like to spoon with muggers with chapstick on their lips.
Good night.
Oh, you're not going to say goodbye?
Oh, I thought I already did, and then you went into it and did it again. This is Annie Sanders saying, don't mug me or I'll go crazy on your ass.
And
talk to gibberish crazy.
Gibberish crazy. Blah, 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 blah. And I'll T-Rex your ass.
Yeah.
Come closer to my hands. I'm going to get you. Freddy. Freddy.
Good night.
Good night.